Looking overseas, where US President Donald Trump has again criticised Australia for not directly helping in the Iranian conflict.
It's not just NATO. You know who else didn't help us? South Korea didn't help us. You know who else didn't help us? Australia didn't help us. You know who else didn't help us? Japan.
It follows a string of posts from Mr. Trump over the weekend, with one expletive-laden message on Easter Sunday, including threats to attack critical infrastructure, and featured the use of religious rhetoric, sparking criticism from Islamic groups in the United States. These latest comments have increased calls for the Labor government to reconsider the close relationship between the US and Australia. But University of Canberra Professor of History and Public Ideas, Frank Bongiorno, says it would take a lot more for the alliance to fall apart completely. Have we ever seen this sort of breakdown of relations between Australia and the US before?
Yeah, I don't think there's been a breakdown of relations between Australia and the United States. I think what's happened is we have an extremely erratic president who's prepared to say things publicly and write things publicly, as we've seen in his social media activity, that certainly previous presidents haven't been prepared to do. And so he is prepared to single out Australia, along with other countries, traditional allies of the United States, and to criticise them for their insufficient support or for failing to support the United States in its war with Iran. We generally haven't seen that kind of public criticism before, and there's a very good reason for that. It's partly because Australia's been such a reliable ally over the years. I mean, it's fought alongside the United States in many wars since the First World War, and it's, you know, did so in Korea, in Vietnam. Was a part of the coalition of the willing in Iraq when there was a lack of, you know, United Nations endorsement for that, in Afghanistan, of course. Been very little, I think, for US leaders to complain about with respect to Australia. The disagreements have generally been at a kind of lower level, and they've been over things like, you know, US farm protectionism and tariffs and those sorts of matters. And of course, tariffs have come back again as a major issue, but, you know, going back to the 1980s and 90s, that were certainly issues back then. But yeah, issues around defence and national security have generally not drawn public criticism of Australia from the US because there's been so little to complain about. You know, Australia's relationship with the US, I think, has been so strong in the past that there was scope there for a situation in the mid-80s where Australia had agreed to test, so US testing of MX missiles, you know, off the eastern coast of Australia. And when there was a kind of revolt against that within the government of the day, the Hawke government, and he kind of had to back out of it, the US facilitated that. I mean, it didn't publicly embarrass Hawke. It didn't publicly embarrass the government. George Shultz was Secretary of State in the Reagan administration at the time. And, you know, he basically let Hawke out of the commitment. And I think that was a recognition of the strength of the relationship, of Australia's continuing loyalty to the United States in, you know, so many domains, the good personal relations between Hawke and Shultz, recognition that Hawke was so pro-American. So it's a very different world, I think, from where we are now, where you do have a president who's prepared to publicly embarrass Anthony Albanese, the government in Australia, when it suits his purposes to do so.
Through all of the conflict, there has been the question raised whether or not the US is a reliable partner anymore. Are we actually seeing the patterns of history coming through in this sort of patch of time with the US under Donald Trump? Is this the end of US dominance in Australia?
Well, the United States is still obviously a major power in the world and a major military power in the world. And Australia has no taste, I think, for looking for some alternative partner. We're not going to get some Australian government sort of saying, you know, the alliance with the United States is off now and we're going to look elsewhere. I mean, that's simply not going to happen. But what Australia is already doing, I think, is kind of hedging its bets, I suppose you might say. I mean, certainly the notion of multipolarity has been a part of the language of the current government, of the Albanese government, of Penny Wong as foreign minister. And that is the idea that there'll be a number of powers, particularly in Australia's region, but more generally, a number of powers globally, and that the future of peace and prosperity really depends on our ability to manage the relationship between those several powers. So, you know, it's a recognition, really, that India is a power of great importance now, that Indonesia is of growing importance and is an Australian neighbour. Obviously, the power exercised by Russia is an important part of the general scenario, and the very fast and continuing rise of China, so important to Australia in terms of its economic relationship. So I think there's a kind of recognition that Australia will need to continue to develop its relationship with a number of different countries, ASEAN as well in Southeast Asia, very important to Australia. That will sit beside the relationship with the United States. But coming out of the speech that Mark Carney, the Canadian Prime Minister, made a few weeks ago now, there is a sense that that kind of those horizontal relationships, if you like, between what he called middle powers there are probably going to be of growing importance. Australia has also, of course, very recently signed a trade agreement with Europe, security agreement as well, Horizon, which is to do with university research. So there's clearly a lot of activity going on outside that relationship with the United States, but it doesn't mean that Australia is going to somehow abandon that security relationship that is clearly going to remain